setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, how you can get there. We're talking about you getting promoted up the ladder. You're in that sweet spot, if you will, where you're using what you do best to do what you love to produce results that matter. But you're going, Ken, I want to move up. I want to get promoted. I need more influence. Ken, how do I get more influence? I need to get better at presentations. I need to add some tools, Ken. What tools do I need? How do I do it? We're looking at the big picture. We're looking at the big picture of your progress to fulfilling your purpose. So this is a wide open conversation. And we talked about this on our YouTube channel today. One of the things that we're starting to see more and more of, there's just some crazy wackiness out there in America's offices and around the globe. So for those of you that are listening around the globe, we have a lot of you listening to the podcast of this radio show. If you want to call in and you've got a crazy boss, just a nutty boss, I'm going to teach on this later in the program today. My boss is crazy, Ken, help. I'm going to teach on that. But if you've got real calls like that, one of the things we wanted to tell you, Madison and Joe wanted me to tell you, we'll change your name. We'll change your location so you can have fun with this. If you always wanted to be named something else, your parents didn't do you right in your mind, pick a different name. You want to live somewhere else, pick that place, and we'll change, you know, you can even change the type of industry you're in. But I want to help you. There's a lot of people that are in crisis in the workplace, and they're going, what do? I need this job right now. So I'm going to teach on that later in the program. But if you want to call in and let's go through the details, let's do that. Also, another fun wrinkle. Here's what we want to start doing. If you've got an absolutely crazy story that happened to you in the workplace, okay, we want you to share that because we want to have some entertainment with it, but we also want to encourage other people that you can get out of it. And so you've come through it, something in the past. Same thing, we'll protect your name, the whole nine yards if you want to. Email us, ask@kencoleman.com, and we'll get you on the program because I want people to realize that there is an escape from wacky land. And a lot of people feel like, I can't. It's my job. I can't get out. Well, yeah, you can and you should. So we're going to teach a little bit on that later in the program. But let's get to the phones. That's why we do what we do. We're here for you, counselor, coach, and cheerleader. Naila is on the line in Kentwood, Michigan. Naila, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
So currently I have my own cleaning business and it's something that I'm pretty good at. Like I'm really good with cleaning, but it's not something that I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel stuck in it because I've been doing it for like 2.5 years now, but, it's just something that I just feel as if like, I don't know how to transition to do something different. Because currently I really just want to have like a day job, you know, just work the 7 to 3. And I know people look at me like I'm crazy. Like you have your own business. Like why would you want to work a day job? But that's just something I want to do right now. And
okay. Well, first
you know, I've been
doing
a business for a while.
Yeah. So. You've been doing fine, but let's give yourself permission to be okay doing what you want to do. Who gives a crud what anybody else thinks? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Here's the deal. You just don't want to clean. Are you doing all of the cleaning or most of the cleaning?
Yeah, I'm doing all of the cleaning.
Yeah, you just don't want to clean anymore.
Yeah.
How much money, I'm curious, how much money have you paid yourself over the last 2.5 years? What's been your yearly take-home pay?
Yearly, I started off at like $1,500, and then I went up to like $3,600.
$3,600 a month?
Increase a year.
Oh, goodness gracious. You can't live on that. How are you living on $3,600 a year?
No, I'm sorry, $36,000. Sorry. Okay. So it's $15,000 when I started off.
Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. How many ballpark? Is this residential?
Yes, mostly residential. I have one commercial, but it's like cleaning for my church.
Okay,
but
great.
Most of the homes I clean is residential. Mm-hmm.
Does the commercial pay more?
Yes, it do.
Nice. How many total clients do you think you have, ballpark?
Ballpark, throughout 1 month, I would say like 15.
So 15 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. And you're maxed out.
That's why I've been like tired and I've been very exhausted. Mm-hmm. It's just starting to become overwhelming for me.
What do you charge somebody to clean their house?
My starting rate is $30 an hour. It then depends on the size of the home. And then I give like flat rates as well, depending on the, you know, the time that I'm there and the size of the home.
Okay. So it could go up. $30 an hour is the starting rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wonder, I want to throw something out there. Is it possible for you to hire somebody else who needs a job, an hourly job, and they want to clean, and you begin to eventually replace yourself with one person or two people, because it's really going to eventually need to be two people. And you were the mm-hmm. face of the business because you've got the clients. They like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you called all your clients up today and said, hey, I'm shutting the cleaning business down, how would they react?
They would most likely go crazy. There would be so many questions.
That's a great situation. Are you tracking with me, Naila? You see where my brain's going?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you keep that business and then move into the day job? And now you're doubling your money and you've got your day job and you're just doing the day job, but then you're keeping a good portion of the other money. Now you're going to pay somebody else. So let's say that your standard house is $30 an hour. And how many hours would you say? 4 hours of cleaning?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's $120, right?
Yes.
What would you think is a fair rate to pay somebody else? What is the hourly rate if you found another lady to clean that same house?
I have thought it over. I was thinking between like 10 or 11 to start off.
Okay, let's do 10.
It depends on, you know, of course they have experience or something.
Yeah, but let's just say 10. $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
So that's $40 you're going to pay them to clean a house, and you're taking $120. So mm-hmm. best I can tell, that means you're clearing $80. It's a pretty good deal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You do that times 15 houses, 80 times 15, that's what you're making after you've paid somebody else.
Right.
And I know it's not that exact number, but you know, it's higher. So then oh, by the way, you realize, wait a second, I can go get a couple other churches, or I could go get a couple other businesses, and I'm just hiring people who need the hourly rate, and I'm just talking to the customer and doing the schedule, and I'm knocking down another day job. I think that's the transition for you. But if you just want to give yourself permission to shut the cleaning business down altogether and you don't want to hassle with it, you want a day job, you don't need my permission or anybody else's permission. Go find something that you like. Line it up. Don't stop the cleaning business until you've lined up the other day job and walk triumphantly and proudly into it. You got me?
Okay. Right.
You do what you want to do, you know?
Right, yeah. It's like, I do see the business being very prosperous. It's just like the stress and the responsibility of it.
Yep, but let me tell you, take that away. What if you took out all of the cleaning and you just dealt with the client and then you hired a bookkeeper to do all your accounting? That's not really stressful.
Mm.
And that's good money, which means more freedom, which is, I think, what you're after. You go, girl. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Every day on the Ken Coleman Show, I talk to people who want to switch to a technology career, but they're worried it's going to cost way too much and take too long. Well, now my friends at Bethel Tech take care of all of that. You can get the most in-demand tech skills online and affordably. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman to learn how you can save $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition and get a great technology job. betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Again, that's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Ken Coleman Show continues to help you get on purpose and just make the move you need to make. What is that move? You need to find a day job? Do you need to figure out what your dream job is? Need to figure out how to get qualified for that? How do I get connected? Ken, I know what I want to do. I just can't break through the online resume submission. I'm getting the interviews. I'm just not winning. How do I do that? Ken, I'm there. I'm on the ladder. I'm ready for a promotion and a raise. I'm getting overlooked. How do I stand out at work? What do you need to move on? Where do you need movement? I'm your guy. I'm your counselor, your coach, and your cheerleader. Let's go. 844-747-2577. Diego's up next in Charlotte, North Carolina. Diego, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing?
Diego, I'm living the dream, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I basically just wanted to give you an update and tell you that I took your advice that you gave me a while back, either if I should go back to school for construction management or start my own business, but I kind of found a hybrid in a way.
Okay, I want to hear about this. By the way, remind me, how long ago did we talk, and what did I tell you about going back to school for construction management? I'm just curious.
I want to say it was back in like November, October, so I don't know.
That works. There. What did I tell you?
You told me to, basically when I told you I want to run my own business, you told me to find somewhere that valued me more and where I can learn how to manage while they're basically teaching me how to manage in a way.
Yeah. So I told you, don't go to school to go into construction management, go to work for somebody who's in construction management. Is that basically what I said?
Basically. Yeah.
All right. Good.
And
what'd you do? What'd you do?
So a friend got me connected with someone that really needed welders, and they offered me a lot more money, and they paid for three of my certifications.
How about that? Way to go, Diego. That's pretty stinking awesome.
And in just like 1 month, I made $7,000, which is more than double what I was making before.
I'm working now. Let me tell you something, man. That's how it works, folks. This isn't a bunch of motivational gibberish we talk about on this program. This is real. How'd that feel to see $7,000 come across the old check?
I mean, it's great. I mean,
freaked you out, though, also, when you saw how much they taxed you, though, didn't it?
Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. Here's a little warning to everybody out there. I will help you make more money, but be prepared the first time you see a much larger check than you've ever seen before. And when you look at it and you go, is that right? I thought there was going to be more in that net column. And then you go over and you look at the taxes. You're like, holy crap, what happened?
Yeah.
The more you make, the more they take. Just a little warning out there. Okay. So good for you, man. So what other moves are you making?
So basically with this job, he gives me the option to run my own welding rig, which I pay for my own equipment. I supply my own things. You know how I told you I run my own business.
Yeah.
So in a way, this is kind of like a hybrid. Like I said, who's going to pay me more whenever I'm on the field using my own equipment. And it basically is going to teach me to tell me what tools I exactly need. And I'm basically buying everything I need as I go before I go out on my own.
You keep saying basically. Let me tell you what's going on. You basically are running your own business right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's exciting. Joe. Get ready, Joe. In a minute, we're going to celebrate. Would you get a sound effect ready to go? Because I want to celebrate Diego. Keep going, Diego.
I also have a handrail job I'm doing. It's in one day. It's going to be a $2,700 job with a business partner.
Dude.
As well, using my own equipment.
Diego, you got to have to stop because people are going to start getting really envious here. They're listening and they're going, gee whiz, I got to do this. Hey, how does it feel? In all seriousness, how does it feel to be in the momentum that you're in right now?
I mean, it's just like, dang, it was really kind of that easy for me to push myself like that.
Yeah, you just needed a nudge. You just needed belief.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing with all this money? You got any debt? You getting your financial life squared up?
So I just bought I was getting my welding rig. I just bought a truck cash. I have my own equipment cash. I'm about to sell my Jeep I'm making payments on. So I'll be able to be debt free here in a little bit.
Wow. Hey, Diego, Joe, give me some applause. Give me something, Joe. Oh, okay. This is like the night at the Roxbury and I started doing moves that I should never do. There's people outside the studio window watching me shimmy a little bit, if you can even call it that. That's exciting, Diego. You're going to be debt-free and on your way to making more money than you've ever made before. And really, you are, my friend, you really are running your own business. You got a great situation there where essentially you are a contractor and this guy's funding your future. This is how we play the game, folks. This is how we win the game. Diego, I couldn't be prouder of you, man. I really couldn't be. Great job.
Thanks for calling in.
Listen, if Diego can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Folks, a reminder if you're new to the program, okay, you've never heard of me, you kind of heard about me through Dave Ramsey or whatever, you knew. I started out doing radio at 34 years of age on Saturdays, and I was paying to be on the radio. That's how impressive I was. I had to pay the radio station to put me on the air. But that's how I got started. That's how I got better. Turns out the guy that was across the studio from me is still with me. Joe, I got to tell you, you know what would be fun? We need to go back down to Gainesville, which I'm on live. Not live. I'm on every day at 5 o'clock. Is that right? Drive time?
Eastern, yeah.
5 Eastern. So I want to say hey to all my Gainesville peeps, the very first people that ever listened to the first version of the Ken Coleman Show. And Jacobs Media is our affiliate there. Jay and Anna Jacobs, I want to say hi to the rest of the team that are there. Bill Main, fantastic prince of a guy.
BW.
Bill Wilson, my favorite all-time traffic report guy. Love the folks there. So if you're listening, I love y'all, miss y'all. We're going to come down there, Joe, and we need to do our show from there. And take pictures and everything and kind of just, you know, let people see. You know, it's like, look, this everybody's got to start. You got to start somewhere. And here's what's beautiful about what Diego did. So Diego calls into the show. This is why we exist. And he calls in and goes, look, here's my situation. Do I go to school? Because this is what most people think. In order for me to advance, I got to go to college. And I'm so, so sick and tired of that message that's been just shoved down our throats. That the only way to success is college. And that is absolute, total, hot, stinking garbage. Because I don't remember the call, but that's why he must have said to me, Ken, I want to be in construction. And I hope I didn't freak you all out when I said that out there. They were watching. He wants to be in construction management, eventually maybe his own contractor. He doesn't need to go to college for that. I don't even care if there's a degree for that at Harvard. I'd say it's garbage. Go work for somebody who's building homes and is winning. He's got happy clients, have been around 25 years. That's where you go learn how to build. And he did it. He started talking to construction people. And the guy goes, look, I'm going to pay you to do welding for us. And then I'm going to pay for two of your certifications. That's what we call legal stealing. I'm getting paid to get qualified to do what I want to do. Now he's got his own welding company, and then he's going to add some other skills to that. He's going to hire somebody to do all the welding. Folks, this idea that you got to go to college to be successful has been shoved down your throat by state officials, government officials, federal government officials, the federal government student loan program, private student loan program, all these college marketing programs. They've just put out this message. The only way to success is through higher education. And it's not. I'll remind you, parents, and all you people that have made really uncomfortable right now because you're in the middle of school and you're going, huh? Nobody cares where your degree is from. The last time you went to the doctor or the dentist or your eye doctor, you pick it. You go, did you, before they examined you, you go, hey, real quick, would you mind going and getting your diploma off the wall? I just need to see that before we do this. Nobody does that. Why? Because it doesn't matter. If college isn't the only way to get where you want to go or the best way, forget it. Save your time, save your money. Think on that. We'll be right back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit BurstOralCare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's BurstOralCare.com. That's BurstOralCare.com. helping you get where you want to go. Where do you want to go in your life? And there's a professional element of that to wherever you want to go, whether it's a personal goal or professional goal. The Ken Coleman Show is helping you figure out where that is, what it is, why that it is, how do I get there, how do I move up. So if you want to move up the ladder or you want to figure out what your ladder is, we're here for you. 844-747-2577. Different kind of talk radio. I think people are tired of political talk. Hey, help me do that old pursuit of happiness thing. Help me get where I want to go, because it's really about you. No politician, no political party is going to do that for you. You've got to do it, and they're not even going to help you, but I'm the guy that's going to help you. And by the way, I don't care what party, I don't care what country you live in, let's go. Well, you literally have the Ken Coleman Show callers are coming from around the globe, and that's because of the podcast of this radio show. So you can listen to it wherever podcasts are available. We also have the YouTube show every day at 12 Eastern time. If you just search the Ken Coleman Show on YouTube, you can watch and engage there. We have that on demand as well. 844-747-2577 is the number. That's toll free, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Chicago, Illinois, where I'm on WCGO, and Melinda is there. Melinda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, that makes two of us. I'm excited to talk to you. What's going on?
Good. Well, I'm currently in the healthcare staffing industry. I've been in sales for the last 6 years. I make $100,000 take home. I have $40,000 in my savings. Good. In a Roth and 401k.
Okay.
And I don't have any debt, thanks to Dave Ramsey.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about going back to school to get a master's in social work and licensing in school counseling. The tuition is about $30,000 and it pays about $60,000 for this pathway and the license that I want. I need to get working experience in this field while going to school and 700 hours of internship experience. So my question is, I am making great money for myself, but if I quit, I won't come close. So I'm curious if this is a smart financial decision for me to make at this time.
Well, at this time is the key phrase, because this is not a decision that is a financial decision. It has financial elements to it. It has financial implications. But this is about, do you really have a heart for counseling kids in that social worker school counseling? Is that what you want to do in your work? Is that your dream job in the sense that, Ken, this is how I want to give myself away?
It is. Yeah. My mom comes from, she's an educator for suicide prevention and awareness. My dad was a detective. It's kind of in my blood. So I've thought about it for a long time.
Okay.
And just been in sales for 6 years because I went to a business school to play sports and didn't think about,
One other question.
What I really wanted to do.
One other question. If you don't pursue this, whether now or a little bit later, you never pursue this. Mm-hmm. And let's say that God gives you many, 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 many years, decades from now. If you never go after this, do you think as a old lady that you're going to look back and go, I regret that I didn't do this?
Yeah.
Yep. So.
I do.
See how this is no longer a financial, this isn't a financial question or a financial decision. This has financial implications. So at this time, I'm not sure it's the right move. In fact, I'm going to say it's not the right move at this time. Three key words that you said, I'm going to adopt those words because that's exactly how you frame it. You are in great shape financially. No debt. You're bringing home $100,000. You got $40,000 in retirement accounts. I think you've now begin to, because you have no debt, do you have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months like Dave Ramsey teaches?
Yep. So my saving, like my emergency is $40,000, and then I have about $35,000 in my 401k,
and then $15,000
in a Roth IRA.
Perfect. Okay. So here's what we do: you begin saving up the $30,000 for the program. So that becomes another. You can put it in your same savings account, but you begin to allocate. Mm-hmm. But I think you save up the $30,000 because you have done so good at being financially sound and disciplined. So here are the steps. Save up the 30, which your income and your desire, it's not going to take you that long. School's still going to be there. The kids you want to help, the people you want to help are still going to be there. You're not missing out. So save up the 30 grand. Once the 30 grand is saved up, now we've got the 30 grand for the schooling. But then how much additional money would you need just from a lifestyle standpoint that you're not like suffering? Because if I'm understanding you correct, because of the amount of the 700 hours, the experience you need, you're not going to be able to hold down a full-time job, correct?
Right, and that was another part of the question is when do I actually start working in the industry during school and let this job go?
Not until you're financially ready to do it.
Yeah. What would you say a financially ready standpoint would be, knowing that it's like $60,000 take home, which I probably wouldn't start making till I was 35, I would assume.
Yeah. Well, the timeline, so it's going to be how long for school?
2 years.
2 years. And so, yeah, you're not going to be able to start making 60 grand until presumably sometime after that, right? If you're getting your experience simultaneously to getting the degree, then presumably sometime after that, you can get a job for making 60, or you may have to get in somewhere where you're making 50, and kind of the lid is 60 as you've seen it. So that you're fine making 60. Because of what you've done financially, you're going to be able to live comfortably on 60,000 because you have no debt. So this comes down to, what do you want from a housing standpoint? Do you want to work a couple more years in this sales job to be able to make a bigger down payment on a house, or if your housing's already taken care of? And so when you move to this $60,000 income, you're just preparing for that. So what do you need to do now so that when you're making 60, things aren't tight? That would be the answer to your question. I can't actually tell you, but I don't need to tell you because you know. Because you know how to do a budget and you know how to plan. I just think I want you paying for the 30 grand for sure. We're going to save up 30 grand for the schooling. And then if you're, if you can't work full time, you're walking away from this $100,000 a year job while you're in school.
Yeah.
So you still got to pay the bills, right? What bills do you have? You got to run the numbers. You've already got a great budget. So you got food, you got entertainment, you're going to go on a vacation at all. It's like, you got to start thinking of that. So you go, okay, well, do I need to save up for that? Or can I work a part-time job while I'm in school, which will take care of all the basics plus some other things? It's just you doing your own budget based on your reality of what time is going to look like for you. So you save up. If you need to save an additional $30,000, then do that.
Yeah.
Again, I would say to you, the school skills still going to be there. The need's still going to be there.
And you, I think I might know your answer already, but I'll be 29 in June. If it takes me like one more year to save up like 30,000 extra, do you think that's too late to begin that journey?
No. What's too late about that? Somebody's going to go, oh, you're 32 years old and you want to be a social worker? That's too old. We only want the 22-year-olds. You know nobody's going to say that.
Yeah. All
right.
I needed to hear it.
I know. That's why I'm having fun with you. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just, see, fear, folks.
Fear's my ego.
Yeah. Well, you know what that is? That's good old fashioned fear and doubt. And most of the time, fear and doubt are lying to us. So I'm just making fun of your fear and doubt, not making fun of you. I'm going, really?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I think being 30, 32 years of age, as opposed to 27, 28, is actually a bonus. That's what I think. I mean that.
Yeah.
You know?
Wisdom.
Yeah, some people judge people in their 20s, and I don't think that's fair. I don't think it makes any difference in your ability to do the counseling. I'm just saying, it, if anything, it's a bonus because you're not a 20-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Yeah, that's so helpful.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you
awesome.
So much.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's I just want to celebrate you. Before we go to our commercial break, the fact that you're doing it this way, this is the right way. And folks, I want you to understand that Melinda represents, in my mind, the poster child for transitioning from something that pays really well into what she really wants to do. It's all about her passion and mission, and she's going to make less, but because of how she's lived, she got her money house in order, and she's going to live very comfortably and love what she does. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help people move up, get clear, figure out how to deal with difficult situations in the workplace, how to get my spouse on board with my big dream. That's what we're helping. We're just talking about getting on purpose, because we believe that everybody was created to fill a unique role in your work. It's not your self-worth. It's just your contribution that the world needs. So let's help you. Whatever you need, let's go. Sometimes, some of you just need a good old kick in the pants. Some of you need permission. We get those calls a lot. Hey, Ken, I got option A, option B. Tell me what you think. Some of you go, I think I'm supposed to do this, but Ken, I'm not sure. I love those calls. I am equal parts counselor, coach, and cheerleader. Hey, you need to be following me on Instagram. We're blowing up over there. Great community over there, at Ken Coleman on Instagram. And I guess I don't want to just leave out Facebook. Search the Ken Coleman Show on Facebook. And I'm also on Twitter. Doesn't seem like a lot of people on Twitter these days, but I'm over there as well, at Ken Coleman. All right, back to the phones, 844-747-2577. Oh, I forgot, Joe. I forgot. I'm going to get to you, Zach. But I want to teach real quickly on something. What do you do if you've got a crazy boss? I mean, they're brutal, just terrible leader. Could be that they're bullies. Could be that they're just clueless. Could be a seagull leader, which flies in, makes a bunch of squawking noise, hovers over everybody, craps on them, and flies away. Could be that. I'm going to give you three things real quick, because we're going to start taking more and more calls on these. We're going to change your name, change your location if you want. You change the industry, but we want to be able, because we're hearing more and more and more and more of this stuff. So I want to help you. So I'm going to give you three things you do if you're in a really tough situation with a bad boss. Number one, get perspective. You need to get perspective. Do you need this job right now? How long is it going to take you to line something else up? You know, because you need to leave. And I'll explain that in a minute. But I mean, get perspective. What's my reality right now? I need this job right now. I can't just up and, you know, tell them I'm out of here. Number two, develop a plan. Now that we know we need to leave, we need to give ourselves permission, as I just gave you. We develop a plan. What am I going to? Am I looking for something that puts me on the ladder to my dream job, or am I just need a day job? And then I'll figure out that rest of that stuff. I'll call Ken up and we'll figure it out. Whatever it is. Develop a plan. And third, persevere. Once you develop that plan, you know you've got something to work and a path to get out of there. So suck it up, bite the stick, and persevere. Those are three quick things. Now, if you want to call in, and again, you got a really, really sensitive situation, very toxic situation, I want to help. Believe I can help. And you can just email the show, ask at kencoleman.com. Madison will get with you. Or you can call in right now or any day between 12 and 2 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. 844-747-2577. We'll change your name, change your location, because many times I may be the only person that you can talk to about this and get some objective advice and some practical steps. So there it is. There's the offer. 844-747-2577. Houston, Texas is where Zach joins us. Zach, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for taking my call. How are you doing today?
Zach, I'm living the dream. How can I help you?
Awesome. I'm currently in the discovery phase, and I'm trying to figure out what my sweet spot is. I have read the Proximity Principle, and I've worked on the Career Clarity Guide.
Okay, good.
I have two hobbies I love to make a living off of that are meaningful to me, but I'm not 100% sure, so I call to get some clarity.
Great.
Or maybe, I don't know if it's a reassurance, if I'm thinking these through thoroughly.
Okay,
and,
good.
Just deciding whether they're possible paths or if they're just
let's
hobbies.
Let's do it. So. All right, let's talk about them. Let's give me hobby A.
Hobby A is jujitsu.
Okay. What would you do with jujitsu? And I mean, play this out. Play this out 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. You're just wildly successful turning this hobby into your full-time work. What does it look like?
Yeah, it's first competing in tournaments. I've always been a super competitive person. I'm very passionate about training. I feel guilty if I'm not training right or eating right. I fell in love with the competition. So I just want to keep competing, hopefully becoming the best possible version of myself. That's something I value. And then hopefully later on, maybe 5, 10 years, be a coach, be an instructor. It's something where I feel like what you've told other folks, where if they've been, if they could do something, they feel like they're stealing money, that's something I would do.
Let me ask you this. What's the financial realities in competing? Would that be something you're doing? You've got a day job and then you're competing on the side, and any money you win in that is just extra?
Correct.
Okay, good.
Yes, correct.
Okay, that's great. And now, do you also see yourself just being a full-time coach, instructor in jiu-jitsu, or do you own your own place, your own studio?
As of right now, becoming a coach at my gym or maybe another gym in the future would be ideal as of now, but maybe in the future, yeah.
Okay, good. No pressure on that. I just was curious. All right, let's go with Hobby B.
Hobby B is being a streamer. I've always loved playing video games. I've really been good at them. I've devoted a lot of time to them, and I've always wanted to try to make something out of it, because if I'm enjoying it, I'd like to, you know, make some sort of money off of it. I love entertaining people, and I just started getting into it 2 months ago.
Now, hold on a second. You're going to have to forgive me, and it's okay for you to laugh at me. I think I know what you mean when you say streamer. Is a streamer somebody who is playing video games on YouTube?
Correct, yes.
Oh, I can't even believe I got that right, Madison. That's like breakthrough for me. I can't even believe I got that right. So that's fun. And so you started this on YouTube?
Yes, that, and Twitch, another streaming service. I love doing it. It's something that, like you've told folks before as well, if like time and money weren't a thing, or if I feel like I was stealing money, it's something I would enjoy doing. And
what do you know about the success of other streamers? Is there a rhythm? Is there kind of an unwritten rule, or actually written spoken rule, that you've got to stream 7 days a week, X amount of hours? I mean, what do you know about that?
Yeah, I've looked it up, and I know a lot of them start from the ground up, and they need to put in a lot of hours. And I know there's a lot of hours where people aren't watching you. So there is a lot of time of having to get it built up. Success rate, I'm not completely sure. From what I've seen from other top streamers that I know of, they're consistent with it. And they produce content, upload it.
Is it possible? So here's my question: is it possible to have a day job and be a successful streamer?
I believe it's possible to get it going, to get it from the ground up while having a day job.
And then eventually, as it got more successful, you step away.
Correct.
All right. So let me ask you this. This is the million-dollar question. If you knew you could be wildly successful in both of these, but you could only choose one as of today, right this moment, which one would you choose?
I'd probably choose the jiu-jitsu because of the lifestyle. I know they're pretty different lifestyles. And I
extremely different. And I got to tell you, I'm not surprised. And the reason is every time I've done this, and I've done this hundreds of times with callers, every time I just say, well, give me these two things. Give me the first one. I don't tell you which one. I don't even know what they are. And every time I ask that question of which one would you choose, it's always the first one that comes out of the person's mouth. That means it's top.
I thought that too.
It's absolutely true. It's top of heart, top of mind. It's why your brain spit it out, because it's the one you have the most juice for.
Yes.
I don't even think it's close. Because jiu-jitsu is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Video gaming is a fun hobby entertainment thing, and I think you could always on some level play video games and whatever. But I think the lifestyle of discipline and eating right and physical exercise and the body being in harmony with the mind, I think that's a way bigger deal to you than sitting around playing video games all day long. I think you'd go crazy.
Yeah, it is too, and I'm in a job now that
so
I do
go.
Sit around quite a bit, and a lot of times I
dude,
keep moving.
No, that's it. That play video games for fun and with your kids. That's it. Pursue the jiu-jitsu. It's not even close. I love it. Well, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.